we're going to take you for a little drive, a little fly. We're going to escape this horrible, horrible weather. Who said that winter was just about over this week? 30 degrees on Wednesday. We're out there hanging things with gay abandon on washing lines, getting the house nicely aired, thinking, yes, we're back. And then smack right between the eyeballs over the last few days. Actually, I think, was it night? Last night, the night before last, I was out there with my umbrella cleaning drains all around my house. It was absolutely ludicrous, but we don't care about that for the next half an hour. We are going to go somewhere with better weather, and the man to take us there is the gentleman traveller, Chris Parry. Hello, Mr. Parry.
Hello, how are you, Chrissy?
Now, how do we manage to lure you away from your lovely family on Father's Day?
Well, you're very lucky. We rushed it out. We got it out this morning.
God, you squeezed it in there, did you?
In between other things, yeah. But I did get the Father's Day thing. I got the typical things that you might expect.
What did you? Not a drone then? Robbie Richie's.
I did get some jocks. I got some really weird chocolate dipped licorice that have been made at school. Evidently, I like.
Is that
licorice.
Oc Health and Safety? Is that the health department
not sure
approved?
About that. Hopefully, the teachers were wearing gloves and the kids were wearing two pairs of gloves.
That's gold. For those of you who don't know, Chris's father was a very well-known doctor in Narrogin. And I've had the good fortune of knowing Chris for a number of years through different jobs in Kalgoorlie and all sorts of places. But he's always been a good one for safety and health.
That's right.
Yes, so I could see that one perhaps playing on your mind just a little bit, Christopher.
Just a little bit.
So who gave you the better present then? You've got two children. Which one was the best?
Oh, look, I'd have to
say. Not that they're listening now.
I have to say Tom, because he was there. Matilda was out at a sleepover. So
really?
Tom was the one that woke me up with the overly Vegemited toast.
How can you do that? You can't overly Vegemite anything.
3 inches in the middle. Didn't bother moving the knife any further over the bread.
That's, you have to teach that child a skill. Your fathering skills are dodgy today, lad. I went out last night. I was hosting an event at the Hyatt and it was a fantastic event, but we had two fellows who left on the midnight horror, especially to go back to Sydney and to be there so when their children woke up in the morning, their children could come in and give them the whole Father's Day, you know, 9 yards.
Isn't that nice?
That's really lovely.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah, demented, but very, very lovely. I thought if I was the bloke, I think I would have just slept in my hotel. No, that's not true.
I think the sleep-in is part of it.
Yeah, yeah, sleeping.
The opportunity to just have a bit of a rest.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we're going travelling with you.
Just get away from
the
rest.
So where would you like to go first? Yeah, get away from this horrible weather.
Oh, look, I've had too many people telling me over the past few weeks that, it's nearly the end of winter, and it never is.
No.
Never is. End of August, and today's the first day of spring, and look what we've got. I've got a dog in a catatonic state, frozen with fear with thunderstorms. So I'm actually leaving tonight. I'm off to Kuala Lumpur and then over to Borneo for a week.
Oh, you're clever. And you're leaving the family behind.
Leaving the family behind. Yeah.
I'll give myself my. You give me chocolate licorice, I'll buy myself a present. I'll go overseas.
That's right. But I thought I'd give some of my time to you today to share where we should go, where you can also escape either domestically here or quickly overseas to get rid of this winter that is still lingering.
All right. Well, you'll pause there for 2 seconds. Any other dads out there that have had any thoughts of where they'd like to go or perhaps have been surprised with the ultimate Father's Day travel destination?
And also, it's never too late to start planning for Father's Day for next year.
That is true. So what would you like? Where have you been or where would you like to go? 922 11 882.
If anyone's listening for me, the 2020 World Cup cricket, all venues around Australia, around about November next year. So that's going to be a big one in Australia.
So you could actually get tickets for that now, couldn't you?
I think you can. Yeah.
That would be impressive. That would put people on the bucket list.
There'll be games here in Perth, but we don't want to go to those. No, send me the one in Sydney or Melbourne.
So, well, they could put you up at a hotel here. All right, come on, take me somewhere.
All right, what are we doing? I reckon for a bit of luxury, right away, this week, get your passport out and head up to the Apurva Kempinski, which is up in Nusa Dua in Bali.
Mm.
Beautiful five. They can have as many stars as they want. It's probably more than five stars these days. And the architecture of it is a lot like if anyone has been to Bali and they've seen those beautiful rice terraces.
Yes.
The building looks like that. Cascading vegetation. So it's brand new, but they put in the gardens as they were building it. So it doesn't look like it's still got another couple of years to go before the trees are settled and the gardens.
Yeah.
You've got a couple of hundred suites where everybody has their own infinity pool. So you can hide away and do your own thing in the infinity pool if you don't want to.
Imagine being the pool person there.
I know, but they've also got a 60-metre lagoon pool. If you want to get out and about and share yourself with everyone else, you can parade and strut and do your stuff. Or you can go back to your own little suite and stay in your
You take your dad bod back to your own suite. Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
But it is extraordinary. It is a very different sort of resort, I think, that people might be used to, particularly if they're taking their families to a big family-style resort. Mm. There is a lot of emphasis put on culture. So you've got a kids' club that isn't about sitting a kid down and watching the Marvel movies. They're learning traditional calligraphy. They're learning basket weaving. They're learning how to make those little baskets that you see when you're up in Bali that daily Balinese people leave at the temples. So you make those. You learn the order of which to put the flowers in to recognise the gods. So a very beautiful place with a beautiful spirit that feels like it's been there for a lot longer than it has been.
When did that one open?
It's open this year.
Okay.
So, and they've still got a few big things to push forward with. They're going to have the only, as far as I can find, an aquarium restaurant. So if you can imagine Aqua, but with chairs and tables around. So you go below ground and sit around. I'm not sure whether you can pick anything from the tank to eat, but it's an extraordinary aquarium. It's
quite uncomfortable experience for the fish.
But a beautiful experience to sit down and amongst all the fish and have your dinner. A really, really lovely resort, beautiful luxury escape. And as we know with Bali, it's only a few hours away flying. So if these grey clouds and rain and catatonic dogs hang around for much longer.
I'll ask you the question, is it very expensive?
It's not very expensive in this day and age because we all know the website you can stay abreast of for the deals. Everyone has deals regularly these days and you just got to keep an eye out. Okay. So if you've got a thought, okay, I want to do something within the next few weeks, check out those websites that you and your friends are regularly looking at and look for the deals. There's always opportunities. And I always say that even if you see a deal, go to the resort directly. Try and build a relationship yourself and say, hey, I really like this deal. It's really good. I've seen it in my newspaper, but I really don't want 10 massages a day. Can we get something else instead of that? Form your own relationship and make your own deal. And I find that even before I started doing travel writing and this sort of thing, talking to beautiful people like yourself, that I used to always enjoy building the relationship with the place that I was staying. Take the time to get to know someone and work out what's right for you.
Good advice. All right, so that's Bali, Dan.
Okay, so that's the really relaxing part of it. You want to come back a little bit browner while it's still all winter here.
But sensibly and safely brown, yep.
So if you want to do something that is luxurious and maybe leading to a little bit of manic shopping, which I'm sure I can see your eyes. There you go.
Why did you look at me for
that
one?
There you go. Yeah. So the Ritz-Carlton in Kuala Lumpur. So is this the
one with the big, beautiful velvet seats and everything everywhere?
It is. It's a bit like one of those 1920s ocean liners.
Yeah.
And beautiful, sumptuous lounges. There's an amazing restaurant called The Library. So you're just surrounded by shelves of books from floor to ceiling, sumptuous lounges. And it's like time slows down. So you can spend all your time in there just relaxing, but you'd be crazy to because it backs right onto Bukit Bintang, which is...
One extreme to the other.
The absurdity of Bukit Bintang with amazing high-end shopping centres. But because it's so close to the hotel, you can lug those bags back to the room and get back out there again.
Get back out there. Yeah. I like it. Fantastic. Location is everything, Christopher.
Location is everything and it is right there. So, and not only are you close to all those high-end shopping centres, Lot 10, the Pavilion, Star Hill Gallery, but you're also only a minute's walk from Jelana Law, which is an amazing hawker street market. So if you just can't take the fine dining any longer during your stay at the Ritz-Carlton, then go for that one-minute walk and you can buy dumplings for the Aussie equivalent of about 75 cents, pick a bit of bok choy and the lady will put it in the steamer and stick it on a stick for you and just beautiful, just a minute's walk away from luxury, which is like a 1920s ocean liner.
That is beautiful. I had the very good fortune many years ago and this particular boat or ship no longer sails on the QE2 and that was really like stepping back in time. And when I've just brought up those pictures of the Ritz-Carlton, it reminded me very much of that beautiful deco time period where it's just relaxing.
And the amazing thing is when you get rooms like that, the lounges are so big that you can't see the people in them from behind. It looks like it looked like the venue was empty, and then you walk past and there's all these people sitting there enjoying, you know, high teas and things like that that seem from a different age but you can enjoy now.
So that is in the heart of KL?
Yeah. If you were to hop on a flight 3 hours from now, so, you know, by about 5 o'clock this afternoon, KL's 5 hours flying, and then the quickest way to get to book at Bintang is get on the Clear Express, which is the train, straight through to book at Bintang and hop on the monorail if you don't want to walk the few hundred metres to the hotel, and you'd be all settled in by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock tonight.
Fab. Sounds
How's
good.
How's that sound?
Sounds
pretty good.
Fine. I didn't have to get rid of 4 children and a husband.
And all
because
that
unlike
shopping.
You, Mr. Parry, I do know that I have responsibilities.
Yeah.
Okay. We might take a quick break. And if you've got any ideas, 922 11 882. And we're not just looking for dads. You know, where would you like to go as a dad if you could? For a travel holiday. We're looking for Sunday drives as well today. So put your thinking caps on there. We're going to spin the wheel and we're going to take a little trip to somewhere about an hour and a half's drive out of Perth and investigate that as well.
It's Chris Elsley. Here's where we went last week on Perth Tonight.
You want something done? Give it to a busy person.
Tanya Plibersek drove a Ford Territory because she has kids, and nobody else has kids, of course.
Coming up, our antiques and collectibles man, Matt Donnelly, Dave Hilliard from Consumer Protection, and our master builder, Rob Shaw.
Perth Tonight with Chris Elsley, tomorrow night from 8 on 882 6PR.
Or catch up now at 6pr.com.au.
My business is expanding globally, but when should I pay my overseas suppliers? In volatile currency markets, there's big money riding on this question. Thankfully, I can always phone a friend. Ryan, my OF expert. My OF expert is there for me 24/7. He helps me understand currency markets and saves me time and money.
See how the world moves money with OF experts like Ryan. OFX.com/save. Consider the PDS at OFX.com.
Harvey Norman annual computer runout sale. 15% off HP laptops, 15% off Lenovo laptops, 15% off Acer laptops, 15% off Asus laptops, and not just 15, not just 20, but up to 30% off clearance laptops, plus 15% off Microsoft Surface Pro 6, Laptop 2 and Book 2. All runout stock must clear now. Upgrade now and save. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Savings off normal ticketed prices, not in conjunction with any other offer. Annual computer runout sale ends Monday at Harvey Norman.
A House of Wellness health update. Being a new mum is the most demanding job on the planet, as baby takes over your life and your diet. If you're breastfeeding, your daily nutritional requirements such as calories are increased. You need more of the good stuff like protein, calcium, vitamins and water. You may be relieved to know that there are many supplements on the market to help you during this time. Before you take anything, be sure to visit your health professional first and see if you could do with some support.
Looking to support your breast milk supply? Try Swiss Ultinatal Breastfeeding Support from Chemist Warehouse. It combines fenugreek, which is traditionally used in Western herbal medicine, to help increase breast milk production and B group vitamins to help reduce tiredness and fatigue. Swiss Ultinatal Breastfeeding Support 90 caps are just $20.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Synergy is trialling community battery storage in Alkimos and Meadow Springs to help WA get more from renewable energy.
But right now, they're helping John, who recently found out he'd be expecting some big changes.
Smarter energy planning for WA.
And energy planning tools for John.
Yes, Synergy's working for WA's tomorrow and your today. Search Synergy Energy Tool for simple advice on saving energy.
I'm your postie, and here's the most valuable thing that'll ever land in your mailbox. Your free bowel cancer screening test. Everybody aged 50 to 74 gets one delivered. It can spot the early signs of a cancer that kills more people than prostate, breast or skin cancer. But most likely you'll be all clear like I was. Look, you got nothing to lose by doing the test, everything to lose if you don't.
The Bowel Cancer Screening Test. To put your mind at rest, do the test. To learn more, call 1-800-118-868.
This is Sunday Afternoon with Chrissy Morrissey on 882 6PR.
Oh, and it is great to have your company as we go travelling at the moment and looking for your ideas on some great travel destinations now here in WA. We're going a bit closer to home. And in particular, Christopher Parry is with me, our gentleman traveller, and we're going to go on a little drive, aren't we? A Sunday drive. So we're asking for people's best Sunday drive, not just the destination, but the journey. Where do they stop off along the way?
I was just thinking, you know, it is Father's Day. I think I've got a right of reply here.
Go for it.
Ash has got up on her screen for me that I'm a travel buff, and you keep calling me the gentleman.
Well, you know what? I look
like I'm a grandfather more than a father.
I don't know. It's just the places you've been to. Have a look at the Ritz-Carlton and the five-star accommodation there. Now you can be travel
dressed
buff because
like
you're about
to... million-dollar trooper.
And you sing. What can I say? So now, right, 922-11-882. I'd like to get your tips on where to go. So we're looking an hour and a half out of Perth, and what sort of destination you take. We've got a bit of a wheel, Chris, that we got up and running for you. So Adam, I'm going to hand it over to you.
What a great sound effect. Spent about 20 cents on that. Landed on 2J.
2J. All right. 2J. We could have gone Bunker Bay. We could have gone anywhere.
Originally named Newcastle. Did you know that? I changed the name of it because of Newcastle and the Eastern States.
And you know there was a funny one. Premier Forrest. He was over in Newcastle in Sydney and there was a clock in there. And the clock had to such and such Newcastle, and the poor people at the post office were going, they couldn't find Mr. and Mrs. such and such in Newcastle in New South Wales. And Lord Forrest had saw it and he said, oh no, that's Mr. and Mrs. such and such in Newcastle in Western Australia. And it was at that point that they decided that Newcastle in Western Australia had to get a new name, hence it was called 2J. Mm.
Yeah. And there's all sorts of amazing things you can do. It's amazing what's sort of flying off the top of the head in such an amazing community. They've got throughout the year the biggest Christmas shop in Western Australia, just massive, massive shop filled with Christmas decorations that you can go out and buy all year round. I also think I have a passionate connection to the Sandakan death marches, which happened up in Borneo towards the end of World War II. And there were three brothers who died on those death marches that were all from 2J. Mm. There was a fourth man as well. There was also a young nurse called Alma Beard who was in the water with Vivian Bullwinkle, the nurses that were killed just out of Singapore during World War II. So Alma Beard was from 2J. So there's some really strong historical
connections.
Is
she the one that pretended that she was dead until they – is that that one?
Yeah. Vivian Bullwinkle survived. Yeah. Alma Beard was next to her and made a comment that, you know, I hate the sea and today I'm getting it as she walked into the water. There's some amazing, it's an amazing community. And I think also at this time of year, the opportunity to see some wildflowers, canola, there's a great bakery there, great pub.
That bakery there, for our listeners, we did some filming there a little while ago with Destination WA. So I'm lucky enough in my other day jobs to travel all around WA. And 2J is one of the places that we've been to recently on our little drives out of Perth. And the bakery, they were really keen on us showing. And once we got there, we understood why. They've got sourdough that people travel literally 80 k's just to get their sourdough. Weeknights, weekdays, and they serve it up with their homemade soup as well. And it's beautifully done. Apparently it was an old, really daggy country bakery, and they've had an interior designer come in, they've stripped the place, they've made it look like something that should be down in Frio with a bearded hipster hanging out, nice, you know, the aprons and everything with a bit of leather around it. And the sourdough is just to die for. And if you're gluten-free, they've even got a range of things that are gluten-free in there, which is awesome.
And they've also got a range of things if you're not gluten-free.
Okay, big
marvelous
range there.
But the other thing is if it's wet like this, you don't need to worry, you know, about, oh, where are we going to go and eat our pie or our gluten-free meal. Mm-hmm. They've got a wonderful balcony up there which overlooks that main street. So whether it's raining or not, you can get your stuff at the bakery and then go and sit upstairs up on that veranda, the balcony, overlooking the main street. It's just glorious. It's a great town.
At the Coca-Cola Museum, which I did not expect in the middle of 2J Western Australia. It's a shop like a...
On the other side of the road.
Yeah, an old diner cafe type of thing. But it's been set up as a Coca-Cola Museum. And the stuff that's in there, Chris, everything, isn't it? From little buttons, like, you know, the magnet buttons with Coca-Cola on it, to the little radios that you used to get in competitions, like on radio stations, they'd give away and it'd have Coca-Cola on the outside of it. Yep. And even a TV. An old 1970s TV with Coca-Cola on it. My kids spent ages in there.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then as part of a day trip, you can wind your way down to York or Northern as
well.
Oh,
and do, yeah, that's true. And come through York on the way back. We went through the Motor Museum.
Father's Day, remember. York Motor Museum cars.
Yeah, I got you. I really liked that Motor Museum. And even inside that, there were lots of little tiny pedal cars.
Yeah.
So it was like going back in history, because I'm from the bush. I'm from Kalgoorlie originally. You're from Narrogin. So we are a little, you know, we're a little bit behind back in the 70s and the 80s as far as some of the toys that we had to play with. Young Adam, we had sticks, bits of mud, stuff like that. But we also had the old leftover pedal cars and things. And I looked at these things. They were just exquisite. They'd been done up with the detail. It was like one of those Pimp My Ride type of TV shows, you know?
I just think, because it was Peter Briggs who set up the Motor Museum. Mm-hmm. And when my father was the mayor of Narrogin, and they bought the round the street car racing like they had in York.
Yeah.
And Peter Briggs came down to Narrogin with his 1930 Bentley blower, which had a radiator cap as big as the wheel of a small car today. It was just this massive brass cap sitting on top of this engine. It's just incredible, these cars.
What, did he carry water in the back of the car as he went?
Yeah, I think he could only get about 2 miles, have to stop and fill up the radiator again.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, it is a magnificent museum, some wonderful motoring history in there.
Yeah, and they've also got the old courthouse there, which was interesting to go through as well. Going back to 2J though, we actually stayed by default, because it was raining like it is today. We ended up staying in the old Freemasons pub, and that was interesting.